I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. You just released your giant restaurant listicle. Did you switch up the list much this year, Jonathan, or is it pretty stable?
Pretty stable. I think there's like a 30% churn, which is about usual. I think Golden Deli has been in these lists as long as I've been doing it, and there was just not enough room for it this year, and I almost cried.
That's going to be really hard when you have to decide what gets moved off the list, almost harder than what's number one.
Right. Weirdly enough, number one is been really stable since I've been numbering.
So what is number one?
Number one is Providence. You know, Chimarusti's food is just so good. He's so committed to the idea of sustainable fish. I used to talk about his treating Los Angeles as the great port city that it is, that it didn't matter whether his fish came from, you know, Italy or Morocco or Japan. But probably 60% of the fish he's using now are local. And local fish are something I'd never thought about, yet they're every bit as delicious and every bit as wonderful as the things he was flying in at super great expense.
Are there any changes in the top 10?
Yes, there are a couple of new ones. Shibumi, a new restaurant that we've been talking about, is number two. David Schlosser is well known to everybody in LA, but I don't think he's ever had his own restaurant before, really. He's managed to synthesize, you know, a couple of decades of learning and study and travel about really specific kind of Kapariori Japanese cooking. He's doing all kinds of fermentations. It's an experience that we've never really had here before. Lakshan, I think, is farther up than it has been. I mean, Sang-Yoon is somebody that he's really underrated. It's one of the places on the list that's probably the easiest to get into. Spring is in the top 10. The new restaurant from Tony Anou that's doing, you know, brilliant, simple, but really thoughtful Provençal cuisine downtown. Spago's on there. Sort of an interesting place these days. There's a lot of Japanese preparations, but they also have like that Cote de Boeuf with the oligot potatoes. It's one of the single best things you could ever eat, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Casilla is on the top 10. It's Brian Ng's French restaurant with a lot of Vietnamese flavors. Really playful, really crossing borders. And the charcuterie plate and the pot au feu are things that everybody in LA should try. The Mozzaplex.
Of course.
And Taco Maria again. And rounding out the top 10 are Tuamek, Ludo Lefebvre's restaurant. And number 10 is Q Sushi, which I guess at the moment is probably my favorite sushi bar in LA.
Very rigorously traditional sushi.
Yeah, edamame style. If it didn't exist in the 19th century, you're probably not going to find it there. Not inexpensive, but sushi tends not to be inexpensive here anyway.
That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about the fourth edition of the LA Times 101 Best Restaurants in LA. Find a link on our website and text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations. It's so convenient to have.